little pre-podcast discussion with folks. He says, are we going to have a rant? He said he cannot talk if he doesn't have a rant, so we'll have to let him have a rant at some point. But welcome to The Betting Ring, episode 7. This is the Cheltenham Festival, day 3 and day 4, every race previewed. I just want to start off just by saying massive, massive thank you to everyone who has watched episode 6 or has listened to episode 6. The analytics on that episode are superb. It's had over 4 times the listens of any previous episode, and it's continuing to have listens every day. So just a thank you, really, to everyone listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. And you'll be happy to know the same guests last episode are returning today, starting, though, with Folks, so we're going to run through a couple of bits at the start, and then the other two will turn up. Folks.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very good, sir.
Good. Our trip at Newbury.
We had the... What do you call it? A slaughter fest at Newbury?
Friday, good. Saturday, yeah. Tin helmet job.
That was full on tools away.
Great weekend.
Super.
Great weekend, yeah. Super.
And we got to watch David Pipe celebrate Duranson in front of the TV.
We did. Yeah. And some lads from Harry Derham's yard cheering on David Maxwell on his horse at Doncaster, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was very interesting, yeah.
Great weekend. Great weekend. We've got a great week coming up, though, Cheltenham Festival. Very much looking forward to it. Before we get into it, we will just start off with our £10 both teams to score fourfold in the football. Any winnings at the end of this season of the Betting Ring will go to a local charity here in South Devon. I have gone with Plymouth versus Sheffield Wednesday and Swansea versus Middlesbrough. Folks, your selections, sir?
I'm going with Doncaster v Swindon and Tranmere v Bromley.
Brilliant. So that pays 7.59 to 1, which will return £86, which will get us back into the green and hopefully kick us on for the last few episodes that we will have for this jump season. Probably after the Grand National meeting, I imagine.
Correct, yeah.
Brilliant. Let's also move on to our Prestbury picks that we're just going to get out of the way before Hurley and David shows up today. I've gone for a shorty this time. But I've got them here, the ones we've chose so far. I'll just read through the teams. My team is looking some good, some bad. Some I still fancy and some are not so much. Fortune Demand the Bumper, that one's probably gone, but you never know.
I think half of the battles just getting a run.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Where, you know, because there are results at Cheltenham as well. And, you know, if you go to the post,
you have a chance.
Half the battle, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. At a good price as well. So I had Fortune Demand at 25s. I think he's 33s now. Home by the lead, 20 to 1 in the stays. Very bullish on this, actually. Do fancy him a lot. 20 to 1 I had him. He's currently 6s. Valgrand in the county hurdle. Still, we'll talk about this later, but I'm still fancy that. Palladium at 14s in the Triumph. Joya Machan at 20 to 1 in the Coral Cup. And my choice today comes in at 11 to 2, folks.
Which race?
The Ryanair.
Protectorat. I knew you was going to say that.
I do. I think we'll talk about it later, as we say in the previews, but Fatfar, I think, is vulnerable, and he's drifting. He's over 2 to 1 on the exchange now. And Dan Skelton says Protectorat's in the form of his life, and I fancy him to do the double again.
I would say there's doubts about lots of them.
Yeah.
Protectorat is what I would call a play-spot horse. He's a bit like Romeo Coolio in the first.
Mm.
Sort of not guaranteed, but you'd fancy him reliable, run his race.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he was out of the free, to be honest.
So 11 to 2. So the way this works is we have a hypothetical 1 point each way. 3 places, fifth of the odds will do. So Protectorat 11 to 2. So, folks, your pick for Prestbury this week?
Yeah, so
week.
I've gone for the novice handicap chase, the Jack Richards it's called. Looks like Jaguar's been aimed at this, obviously. McManus, but the yard remains a big worry for me. Greenall and Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone for Nürburgring, which I think he must have one of these big races in him. Joseph, great target trainer for these big races. Good ground. He's a pound higher than when routing a premier handicap field at Galway over hurdles. He's unexposed over 2 mile 4. And he's got experience of these big field races. I really like him. But he is now half the price he was, but I like him. I fancy him.
I think seven's his best price.
Is it? Yeah, he was. I mean, he has been 16, chance. And yeah, I fancy him. Yeah,
yeah. Obviously, we'll get onto that later when it comes to our race previews. I may or may not have him wrote down here as well. But there we go. Great minds think alike. Hurley's turned up. Matthew, hello.
Good afternoon. You can call me Matt Jordan if you want.
I'd rather call you Matthew, to be honest.
That's okay, thank you.
There we go.
Afternoon.
Breeding expert? You're still a breeding expert? After dark?
Yeah.
Former breeding expert.
Former breeding expert.
Former breeding. I've been...
European breeding expert.
We're just waiting on David Hammond, but I suppose we shall get started anyway. And he can join when he joins.
Dave is finishing his radio show as we speak.
He's going from...
Helicoptered in.
Yeah.
Helicoptered in.
Royalty.
That's it. Helicopter Sunday. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Riviera FM in South Devon. Hmm. Right, so let's move into the Thursday, starting off with the Ryanair Mayor's Novices Hurdle. We got one lined up for this, folks, I suppose, that we quite fancy.
This won't take long. I think we're all in agreement, aren't we? Yeah.
I'll shoot over to you, folks. Name of the horse, please.
Yeah, name of the horse is 6.5. Very worthy favourite. Has good flat form, rated 96, I think. Also got experience of big field handicaps on the flat, so that will really stand her in good stead. Good ground will be fine. And I just think running down the hill, I could see her running away from these easily. I'm sure she'll go back on the flat sooner or later. And I also thought Aintree might suit her, but it might come a bit too soon. I think she's a really strong favourite. I don't fancy Maureen, whatever it's called. That's that price because of its connections and also because of the relations as well. His form's just littered with holes in it, you know. The only other one I'm mentioning that is Galileo Dame, because I think that is it 7 or 10 pounds it gets, and that's been switched from the other race. I think she gets an allowance. Is she a 4-year-old? Is that right?
Yeah, she will be, because she's been running against those top ones over in Ireland.
Yeah, I think neighbor. I think she gets £10.
Yeah,
£10 is it? Yeah, so she'd be you know, that's a lot.
Mm.
I think is a lot for a good 4-year-old that has been competed against
some of the
best.
Better ones. Well, yeah, I agree.
Well, we both think that Hello Neighbour's going to
win. Yeah,
we'll win the triumph.
Yeah.
So that
she was closing fast as well, wasn't she?
I hate this. As soon as I've walked in the door, I agree with you on everything you've said.
Well, no change there.
Have I been drugged on the way in?
It's like being led in, isn't it?
This is totally opposite to the last one. I'm like, yes, spot on. Folks has obviously been in my bedroom at night reading my books.
There you go. The first
what
round.
A vile thought that
awful
is.
That.
Yeah.
Was it for you, yeah.
Dear God.
Shivers.
We can...
You can join us, Jordan.
You're okay, mate. Believe me.
Cut.
okay, yeah, sorted then. Mayor's Novice Hurdle. That's been a fancy for a long time for the lot of us, I believe. So we'll move on to the Jack Richards Novices Handicap Chase, which is the race that Folks has his Presby pick in.
Presby pick.
Nürburgring. JP O'Brien. I looked at this and I had it down. He's rated 94 on the flat. He's 150 over hurdles. He's only 143 chasing. And you'd like to think he's been targeted for this race properly. So
and the ground perfect, didn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
As soon as you sat down and started talking about that. Yeah, spot on.
I think the 2-mile 4s to help as well.
I went through this race a couple of days ago, and as with a lot of these races, you have 2 or 3 that you think, yeah, but this one, it's the only one I've broke down in this race.
Yeah.
I can't have Jaguar. It's one of
the form of the yard.
Yeah,
they are 1-27 over the last.
Bang, bang it.
Go back to
and that. By the way, was that
the
horse
one Sunday? Yeah.
Your comment just now about connections with Maureen. As soon as the green and gold and the white caps on any
favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anything else in that race at all that you even look at? The issue, I suppose, with it is so many of these are also double and triple declared in other races.
And there's my rant.
Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah. That is awful. So, this is going to be quite comical. and it is, after the last podcast, the horse that I'm going to talk about here, and I've heard this horse tipped a lot in a lot of the previews over the last week.
Is this in the Jack Richards?
Caldwell Potter.
Oh, don't.
Really?
Drunk.
So many people, I listened to a preview this morning, I can't remember who it was he put it up, but he put up Caldwell Potter as his one of his bets of the week, and I'm just thinking...
Were you looking around the room for help?
What have you seen that we haven't?
On what ground? You know.
I can't say, oh, because Nichols has been lining it up for this.
No. I don't think you spend 700 grand to line up for an 80 grand handicap, do you?
But a lot of these races on the Thursday and the Friday, when I've been going through them, you're like, how can you pick because of the horses that are doubly entered, triply entered?
Well, thingy, Springwell Bay had 6 entries. How's that right?
He's running in 2 of them on the same day. He's winning them both as well.
How is that allowed, even?
Shocking. Terrible.
And the trouble is, all that does is suit big owners and big stables. And obviously, you know, if for instance, Springwell is allowed 1 handicap and 1 non-handicap, I get it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I get that fully. But if you're running in 4 or 5 different handicaps, something like that could be left in a handicap, even though it's run the day before. No intention of it running to affect the weights, to stop other things, same ownership or trainer rising, or stopping other horses get in, and it's cranky. And it'll be withdrawn on the morning.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I don't...
I've got real BMW on it with it. You could go back to the mares race that you were just talking about. That doesn't exist. Those mares are going for either the Turners or the Supreme the day before.
Yeah.
And then you've got...
And they get the allowance.
And they get the allowance.
Either have the mares race and they're not allowed in the other one, or you have one race and they get the allowance. They can't stop picking. It's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
So it's near on impossible. And I go back to Johnny Who. I talked about this on the last one. I'm all over this, whatever race it's lined up in. We now know what it's going to line up in. But as
you
soon
know
as
he's riding it.
Yeah, it got me even more excited. You can't... You can just picture him at the back. This is how this horse needs to be ridden. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Patrick's now on transmission.
Yeah, so you just...
And they're now 4-1 and 5-1.
Exactly. Whereas if you... I'm foaming at the mouth here, I'm so excited. But if you could... if you go back a week ago, you're getting double-figure price on Johnny Who for that race.
Yeah, transmission was 25s at the start for that.
And the only people who know where it's going to go is JP himself and Leon. Yeah. But anyway, let's get back to this. Nuremberg Ring, past the post.
Thank you.
Love it. Yeah, I can't actually believe the price on Jaguar, you know. I know he won relatively well at Cheltenham last time, but he beat Billy the Real Big Red, who's did nothing at Newbury at the weekend, and he's also gone up £7 for the
yard,
pleasure.
The yard has been running terrible. Form.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, yard who isn't in such bad form anymore, and we might come back to that later on.
Who's that?
Oh, no, he's going to say James Owen.
What, is there 2 winners?
He had 5 winners. He's 24% now, last 2 weeks.
Stop it.
Mark will still pick a floor in
that. I know, it's because Marty's back, that's why. It's okay, though.
He had two from 40-something the other day.
He did,
one was a 1-7 shot that fell in.
Yeah. Good price winners, though, folks. We're talking 7-2, 3-1.
Okay, move on.
Like the flu is like uncurable. Like you get a bug in your yard, uncurable. Rest of your life. Yeah. Done.
No, I never said that. What I said was, if you're backing anything any time of the year, the one thing you've got to be careful of is bad stable form and good stable form, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I just happen to know
they may well have turned the corner, but
the corner for
nobody will ever convince me that they weren't out of form. 1-34.
They was. He was. Absolutely.
Things hobbling in, things out the back of the telly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Almost pulling up. One pulled up nearly at Wolverhampton, breathing out of his backside, literally. That's that dealt with.
That's that.
Honestly. Ridiculous.
This is a warm-up for the triumph, isn't it?
Completely and utterly. And a few other things, yeah.
Are you happy? Have you had your rant now? Not only about James
Nowhere near had it.
You've not had it?
No.
Okay.
Give him another revisit
that. Do you want to do it now before Dave gets
it? No.
Revisit what?
The
rant.
The multiple entry rant.
Well, we can do it now. Matt.
Yeah, but the one thing I don't want to go into when we're here is talking about the horse that begins with L and the race that begins with an M and the race begins with the champion hurdle. We don't go down that road.
No, we're not. We've done that.
We've done that to death. The whole of the internet has done that to death.
Yeah.
And, anyway. I don't know how they can address the entry system for Cheltenham, but they need to do something where you can your horse can be... That's killed anti-post punting.
A, it's killed it. These extra races to make it into 4 days have killed it because there's more choice for everyone.
Mm.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah.
When I've seen many Twitter polls that have been put up that the vast majority of the racing public are for reducing it down to 3 days.
Of course.
Mm. The only ones that will be voting no are those that are in...
The 125 or 130 sneaky handicaps.
No, it wouldn't be even them, I don't think. It would be the ones that commercially will benefit off Cheltenham. It's those hoteliers, it's the restaurants, it's the pubs, it's the track, it's the jockey club. It's those people that want those 4 days.
The £10 a pint sellers.
Yeah, and they even...
They'll have 6 days.
Yeah. Giving you a ticket for a marquee where you're paying £500 for the day, and a marquee is based 2 miles down the road, nearer Gloucester than Cheltenham.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Anyway, geez, I've come around here all calm, relaxed, and now I've got a freaking hump.
I just think they need to. They're not going to change it back to 3 days. No chance. If anything, it's more likely to be 5 days.
Well, they talked about it, didn't they? Pushing it to the Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Well, what would that do to your Toxeter in the Midlands National?
Well, it'd be Monday. That's what it would be.
It's a shame. It's a shame because I feel like Tuesday, you look at the racing when we were going through it, there's quality racing on the Tuesday.
Quality.
And the Monday...
The Thursday is, like, dreadful. There's, like, half the races I'm looking at.
Look at the Wednesday and the Thursday, that to me is like jam in a Victoria sponge, pointless. You've got a nice sponge either side and the jam pointless. In the middle, pointless. Remove it from your Victoria sandwich.
It's not a Victoria sponge then, is it?
Well, what's the jam?
Icing on top of a Victoria sponge, I agree.
Yeah, but cream, pointless. Just cream.
Oh, of course.
Just cream, two bits of sponge, beautiful. There you go. That's
jam's rocking the boat.
If you go down to 3 days, beautiful.
VD's well done.
Oh. The rubbish out.
Yeah, anyway.
What was it we used to have at Buckland? What those cakes we used to...
He used to bring me in these Viennese wells that were the size of my head.
What's going on? What is going on?
Honestly, amazing. Viennese wells, absolute God's food. Yeah. Can't dunk it
God's
in the coffee,
food.
Though.
No, God's food.
But yeah, anyway, get rid of the
with
middle
with the chocolate
too.
On the side. Sorry.
The Monday, you've got competitive racing throughout the card. Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the Wednesday and the Thursday. You kind of feel sorry for the stayers in the Queen Mother because they're lost in a mire of dross. And then you've got everyone looking forward to the Friday, and the get out stakes are just punting on everything.
So we're going to move on, obviously, to the Potemps.
Yeah.
And I'm on the Wall Park, so I am talking through my pocket, 50s.
Are you on it in the Potemps?
No, of course not.
In the stairs, yeah.
But he's 12 stone in the Potemps.
I don't get it.
Is he going to run on this, do you think?
Well, surely not.
Well, I didn't want to say anything. I was going to put in the group, but I thought...
He's got Jericho Rapinoe. Yeah. He's got Win Some, Lose Some, correct. JP. Yeah. Surely it's there just to...
Well, just before I left home, I saw a bookmaker on Twitter. I don't know why they priced this up, but they put in fives on to be running in the Potemps.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Another one down there.
Yeah, but that's... But I can see that stayers isn't... Teopa's done and dusted. That stairs is an open field. On faster ground, it's open. And the Wall Park, that way, that run at Ascot.
He's got no chance, 12 stone, zero.
In the Potemps?
Zero. And JP's got nothing in the stairs.
He has. And this horse has been talked up by quite a few. Very weird horse to be running first time over 3 miles. Is that Mystical Power?
Oh, do you know?
Probably the best bred... One of the best bred jump horses, aren't they?
I know. I did look at that, funnily enough.
But jumping up a mile for the
first... I know.
They must know. And actually, when you look at Galileo out of Annie Power, you think that's going to get 3 miles on good ground. I was going to say then, you'd be daft not to have a little bit each way at 33s, but each way, last time I got killed for betting each way.
Attacked.
Viciously attacked.
So, the Potemps, that's what I'm on. There'll be 10 in line at the last, won't there? Touch of the old, was it, what's your story? Who was it? The thing of Paul Flynn's that comes flying out of nowhere? Hobbs's horse?
Oh, What's Up Boys.
What's Up Boys, yeah.
Yeah, he came. Yeah. Turning for home, he flew up that hill.
Yeah, there's a few The front ones I wouldn't fancy. Mm. I'd be wary of Feet of a Dancer, Nolan's.
Yeah.
I don't see him staying. And I think the ground's gone against Will. Is it Will the Wise or Cromwell's?
Will the Wise,
yeah. I think the ground might have gone against that, but I'm desperate for Walpart to run in the stayers, so I've got no other view on it, really.
I've landed on Catchim Derry, just having a brief look at the field. I didn't fancy too much in this, mainly because, you know, they're all over the place.
If you're not on anti-post big price, you... It's a fiver, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
the end
of it. This is one of those races where you chuck a couple of quids on all the rags on Betfair.
Put a kettle on.
Yeah. Stupid prices and hope for a miracle.
Yeah, that's it.
The only one that I'll bet, and it's only because this is a cliff horse for me, is a horse that I thought, and this is a stupid remark to make, but when he won a novice hurdle around Cheltenham, I thought this is going to go on to be a Gold Cup horse of the future. It's turned out to be a bit of a pig. Shanahan Bob of Nicky
Shanahan Bob, yeah.
It's just done nothing.
About it last year for the chase.
They sent it chasing this year, did nothing, reverted it back to hurdles. Don't think that's been the plan.
That's what Ansem did.
Why did you have to bring that horse up?
Sorry.
Ansem, the one that won the stayers.
Yeah. He went chasing that year and then went back to hurdling and won the stayers.
Killed me. I was on Le Cordre, went off 7-4, arm on anti-post at 11s.
I bet Ansem evens in the photo on course and he'd won by about 3/4 of a length.
Gary in this group, every time I see Gary in this group, he raises that because he was on
Ansem,
40-1, Richard Johnson on board. Was it Richard Johnson or Adrian Maguire? I think it was Richard Johnson.
No, Chock Thornton.
Not Chock Thornton, 100% not Chock Thornton. It was Richard Johnson, very young Richard Johnson. Had not met Sarah Velitz at that point. Anyway, moving on, so Shanahan Bob for me.
Should we move on to a good race? The Rhino.
A good race. Sorry.
A good race.
Yeah, go on.
A significantly better race than the Potemps.
Okay.
Protectorat for me. Gaelic Warrior's gone, whether he even run it or not. Gone. He's also not running in the Champion Chase, we found out today. Ile Francais, I know a lot of people fancy it, but Cheltenham, not
zero.
A flat track. Zero for folks. I think he'll struggle there too.
Zero.
I do.
Factor I think five, he's drifting. A great place lay. At short,
Who?
Ile Francais, because he is win or zero.
Yeah.
Win or pull up.
Yeah.
And he has bled a few times, hasn't he? Mm. Not maybe win, not lay a win, because he could go off and dance some daft, but if he doesn't win, they're not going to let it go off like they did last time. These horses, you know, it's like, what's that other thing? Hurdler. Jenny Candish thing, it used to go off
furlong. Oh, Skyjack Hijack.
Skyjack Hijack. They soon get to know these horses, Factor File.
Something's going on there.
It wouldn't be for me. It wouldn't be for me. I don't know.
He's had 2-3 really tough races, hasn't he, behind Galopin?
Yeah. I think Protectorate, I said earlier, Matt, I think Protectorate would be my sort of place spot horse. Bit like Romeo Coolio, like guaranteed to be up there, run their race, aren't they? You couldn't be guaranteed Ile Francais would.
No.
And the only one, do you know what? Gaelic Warrior wouldn't surprise me in a way.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't, I don't think.
Would it run though on that ground?
He may not, but that would be, they'll water every night, won't they? It's going to have soft in it. It'd be good to soft, surely, wouldn't it?
It will be, but. By that race, they're not going to be warm.
Yeah, it'd be drying out.
So,
the only other one was a horse called Jungle Boogie, which, turning into the straight last year in the Gold Cup, you'd have had him short. He was absolutely cruising. And then he clouted the second last and the petrol gauge went wonky. But he was really travelling that day.
Yeah.
And I think he could be, if they go off quick, I think he would be one for me.
So many of these are not going to run, aren't they? I saw someone the other day put up Envoy Alan. I don't know how. What annoys me is if Banbridge was to line up in that race, I would be all over it. But I think
I agree.
I think they'll... Gold Cup, because it's the only opportunity, because that ground's going to be... If it's ever going to get the distance in the Gold Cup, it will be then, but I can't see winning a Gold Cup. No. If it lined up in that, I would be over that all day.
Yeah, protectorate for me as well. As Folk says, that's just a...
Yeah, just
a perfect each way bet because he has a chance of winning. You know? I don't know what's going on with Fatafile because he was 5-4. He's now out. He's over 2-1 on the exchanges now. Almost as if he's running somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know what else he's in for. But it's just the Gold Cup. No idea what's going on there. But that's pretty serious drift for one of those horses that was in everyone's acca after Galopin beat him the last couple of times. So, not sure. But Protector out for me. The Stayers. Wide open. Vulnerable favourite. We've been saying it all year. So, we've been banging on about it all year.
So, my Wall Park's on, as I said.
Yeah.
I see him finishing up the hill strongly. Tehupo would normally be vulnerable for this. And he may well be. But you go through and there's not that many plausible alternatives. It's funny you said about that Osmax. I had that written in my notes at a huge price. I might go with Mystical Power. Huge step up in trip, but he's bred for that. And he has got a lofty rating for this race, hasn't he? And there'll be worse 50-1 shots than that this week, won't there?
Who, Mystical Power?
Yeah.
50-1?
Yeah.
It's 12th.
For the Stayers?
Yeah.
So that when I wrote that was 50-1.
Right, David has turned up. Welcome, David. Glad to have you back on the show. We are live, sir.
Yeah, great to be back. Thank you. I've just rushed in from another radio broadcast. Got me radio head on, so yeah. Yeah, great to be back. Thank you for inviting me back.
I thought we heard the helicopter flying in, landing on the front lawn.
That's the one.
We are at the Stayers Hurdle. Tiapu, vulnerable favourite, we do think. I will just say, I feel like if the Wall Park doesn't run in this, folks, I do think Lucky Place could be a big danger as a six-year-old, improving. I know Nicky's quite fond of him.
He did give that a good word the other day. I don't know what it was, but he was all over that.
Mm.
Can't have that myself.
He'll like the ground, but
he might go on in the future.
To find, doesn't he?
One for the future, do you reckon? Next couple of years?
Well, Tehupo, Home by the Lee, a lot of these. This is a bit of a changing of the guard because you had your side of Burleys and
correct.
Paisley Park and all these great horses that ran in it time and time again. So I expect next year there'll be the Wall Park, I guess. There'll be Lucky Place and what else would there be?
Crambo.
No, but Langerdan probably.
Oh, I'd love him to place this year.
Don't,
what a treat that would be, just for a laugh.
No,
Langerdan staying 3 miles. Who would have thought?
But actually,
he's not without a place chance, is he? On that ground.
Before I said this, I wanted to just check, but the English horses don't have good track record in this until you go back to the days of English Driver, Paisley, Big Bucks.
Yeah.
Just going through the last 5 winners, all Irish.
Was it Tehupo? Tehupo?
No, Tehupo.
Yeah. Side of Burley.
Yeah. Florian Porter twice.
Florian Porter, yeah.
Cool. Listen to Car. Oscar was actually Rebecca Curtis. Then you got Paisley. Then you got Penn Hill. Whatever happened to that horse?
Mm.
You do get a result in this race, don't you?
Yeah. I'm still very, very bullish on Home by the Lee this year. I think he's in the form of his life, even at 10 years old. I'm on at 20s, going to go off 6s.
Listen to him.
I thought that might get a mention.
Yeah, I'm on at 20s, 30p each way.
Unbelievable.
Willie De Hoo, can we talk about Willie De Hoo?
Yeah. No, we can't.
good luck to you, Jordan.
Yeah.
I think honestly, he's a protectorate type horse. I
yeah,
feel
he
like
is, maybe.
Win frame. Chance, frame. That was why I was
the only thing
I'd
say about him, you know, I was on him last year.
Yeah.
And he's ran in it twice, and I'm not sure Cheltenham's his course. That's the only thing.
Because
he's had two
good runs that I think visually.
He beat Fat 4.5 lengths last time.
Yeah, I know. I just think he's taken the same route this year as he did last year, except he's improved in those early races before Cheltenham.
The other thing is, come Thursday, Tehupo wins, returns 9-4, and we'll all be like scratching our heads why we haven't got involved. You know?
9-4, yeah. It does go well fresh. That's the main argument with Tehupo, isn't it?
Got beat by the fraud.
Stayers Hurdle, Dave.
Obviously, the favourite I looked at, Lucky Place, you've mentioned. Rocky's Diamond, Declan Queeley. each way. Mm. Just looking for something alternative. Yep. Good ground winner, apparently. There's another one coming up for him later on. I think same owners in a different race that I did look at.
That's an interesting one, that.
That's the one. Throw it in there.
He beat the Devil's coachman last time out, who just hosed up.
Exactly.
Over a short trip this weekend.
You've got to feel sorry for Gower Road.
What a horse to own. My favourite. Brilliant.
Ground totally gone against that horse.
Twist and Davis will be out peeing all around the course trying to get some.
Trying to have a little bit of juice in it. I'll be on Mr. Willpower. I like unexposed horses.
I can't believe
he's unexposed
that
to that trip. I think you can still get some 16s. I'm looking on Jordan's screen here, but I like the unexposed horses. Well, it's not brilliant, is it?
It's if you're three times the price.
Your old favourite Galore in there. I'm just seeing that's all. Which takes us back to the Cheltenham
Galore
trip.
In the stairs.
No. What's people's thoughts on Nemean Lion? Not good enough. Good horse.
She's admirable,
good
isn't
year?
She? She's very
place.
Admirable.
Yeah. Soft she. Gelding.
One at Fontwell.
Nemean Lion, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Has the horse transitioned overnight? I didn't know horses did that.
Sorry.
In this day and age, it probably
admirable.
Did.
Admirable
binary
horse.
Binary horse, yeah. Nemean Lion.
We've not quite got there yet.
No, not yet.
That'll be another rant on the podcast if we do.
We got the binary stairs hurdle in the future. That's the extra day. All horses that
they
are
only,
transitioned.
They only get £3.50, that's the thing.
Jesus.
Well, no, they wouldn't. They'd probably get £20 in this day and age. They get more allowance because they've lost. Anyway, moving on.
moving
rapidly.
On.
Before we get cancelled, that'll be that.
Imagine that being cancelled about horses.
Ofcom.
Being offended horses.
Have you ever upset Ofcom, Dave, on your radio show?
No.
Get me on there.
The clock is ticking, isn't it, man?
Yeah. Let's move on from the stairs.
Shall we? Let's go to the plate handicap chase.
What a great race.
Fittingly,
I
feel
like we've already done this race.
So.
Have we not already done this race?
Every horse that is in this race, we've done in another race.
Yeah. Jaguar, Firefox, Springwell, Masaccio, American Mike.
Honestly, each race is just looking at the same race.
It's another race that's pointless.
Yeah.
Completely pointless.
I tell you what, though, and I'm willing to take a battering for this, folks, because I know you're going to absolutely fall out your chair when I say this. You know he's coming, don't you?
No. Dreading
the yard is in dire situation at the moment.
Go on.
The trainer needs to pull someone out of the bag. This is the only race this horse is declared in.
Who?
Ginny's Destiny. Oh. 149.
Oh. Dave is hastily showing us the name on his paper.
That's the only name I've got on this race. Nichols thinks he's going to run well. Cheltenham. Yeah. Likes Cheltenham.
Previous 155 rated horse did its best running this time of year off 155 against Grey Dawning. Previous winning mark 147, back down to 149. This is it. This is win or bust. This horse, I'm backing this horse. If this wins and I don't back it, I'll never be able to sleep again.
That's the thing. He says it's been difficult to get fit this year, but I think he's quite confident, you know?
I mean, Ginny's Destiny was right there two out before finishing out the back of the telly last time. Went off favourite. I don't think it was a near pull up.
What race was that? Jaguars?
No, the Moon d'Orange, the one that John McConnell won.
Didn't it? I remember it.
Yeah,
I bet you did.
I mean, he, you know, front run, jumped well, and then just out the back of the telly. But I mean, I don't mind that. You know, he's come down £3 for that. Ginny's Destiny. Targeted almost, you know. Only race it's entered in. So there's a bit of respect in that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, if I was
I'm not interested in the race at all.
If I was on the track here, I'd be going and paying £9
for a
pasty and £7.50 for a pint of Guinness and doing my deal that way rather than
queue up for 20 minutes for a leg.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah, 100%. And then go in the tent.
So like Matt's tag's gone off.
My tag, yeah. But yeah, what a terrible race, isn't it?
Non-event race.
Yeah.
Non-event race.
What a shame.
Well, moving on to what I think this is my strongest bet of the week.
Really? The Ken Muir.
Oh, go on, you start, man.
I don't think I've ever said that in my life.
Okay.
I've been punting Cheltenham since 1986. And honestly, never thought I'd put up one in the Ken Muir. But this Johnny Hugh, who, with Derek Fox on.
Derek O'Connor?
No. It's Fox. Foxy's on it.
It's amateurs. Derek O'Connor?
No, it's Derek Fox. I'm sure it is. Have I got...
Amateur race.
Yeah.
Derek O'Connor, you mean?
Have I... Derek O'Connor. I apologise.
Cut.
I can't believe...
Start again.
I can't believe that he's got me right here.
Kim Muir, Matt.
Kim Muir.
Sorry, before we can... You should have seen that on the site 2 days ago, Matt. They what? Put that Derek was riding it.
I did, but I got the wrong Derek.
Okay.
That's quite funny. You want to leave that in?
Brilliant.
Yes, the Kim Muir. This is another race that normally I'd be on my way home or not interested in. But Johnny Hu is a horse that I've followed since it won a race around Taunton. Really easy. Taunton form is not form that I would ever correlate with.
Taunton heavy with
Cheltenham. But it's loosed in, and I thought, that's a horse I'm going to follow for over a cliff. Then when it won at Carlisle, it was laughing at the one of funny Skeltons.
It beat Moon d'Orange at Carlisle. It did. John McConnell.
Yeah, but I don't think he was busy that day, was he? Moon d'Orange.
No.
The way the horse travels, laughable. I know I said this on the last podcast about the way it won at Windsor, where John Joe's looking around for danger and there's no horses behind him because he's in a four-runner race. Mm. Yeah. I just think this is lined up for this. This is one of those horses that is going to be a good staying chaser in tough conditions. It's not a... I can't see it winning a Scottish National. He won it heavy down at Taunton. Yeah. I think
one
it was quite
heavy, one on soft. Is he? Do you think he's going to get 3 mile 2?
100%.
Would he want fast ground?
I really don't think the horse is ground dependent.
Okay.
I just think he's a good horse.
I looked at this and I saw the price crash and I'm looking at the form and I'm like, I don't know what they see because I'm not seeing it like at all.
You need to watch him in his races. He's one of those horses that Derek O'Connor. I need to get the right Derek there. Derek O'Connor.
Derek
will just sit a million miles out the back and just hunt through. He will not be in the front. If you want to bet him, you'd probably be better to bet him on
in running
because he'll
be
a mile
twice the price.
Yeah, he'll be a mile out the back, and then he'll hunt through. Mm. The first time he'll come on the scene, we'll be jumping the last, if not the second.
Do you know something I learned off the podcast the other day, and I never knew this, but now having said it. Johnny Dineen said he was talking about in running betting, and he said Racing UK, which has got obviously all the Irish, Cheltenham, etc., they run 2 seconds behind Actual. At the races, runs over 10 seconds behind.
At the races is shocking.
Because, you know, you see this stuff at the bottom, and your horse might go from 50 down to 20, and you think it's cantering in front, and you think, I know what's coming now, he's going to clout one.
Yeah.
10 seconds is
bad.
If you're in running punting, that's an absolute shambles.
You can't bet on it.
Well, and that's why people nowadays go to the races and put the drones up, don't they?
I never knew that.
Yeah, so courtsiding. So you're at the races punting and running, you stick a drone up, and you're live, aren't you? You've got a live feed. You're a couple of seconds ahead of Racing UK and
10 seconds,
2 days ahead
one.
Of that races. Sky Racing. And then on the apps.
So on your phone, you're even further behind.
Yeah. The race finished yesterday on your phone.
Mm. Right, okay.
So you got to be very careful. That's why if you're betting him running...
That's a great point.
That's why if you're betting him running, you want to put your positions in before the race. So let's say you've had, 50 on one at 10s. You want to get out for whatever. You put your trade in and let it run.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Whatever happens,
good
happens.
Point. Brilliant.
But, yeah, there's so many people down there out there that are ahead of us.
Yeah. Mm.
As normal people say.
Well, I never realised it was 10 seconds.
What you don't want to do is punt and run in watching it on channel ITV
Sky.
Racing.
Yeah.
ITV are even slower behind.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. They really are. I'll be often watching it with friends or family and they're cheering it.
And you're about to tip up.
I said, your horse has passed the line. And they're like, oh.
Johnny said, it was funny, Johnny said he was watching a race where something was 20 clear, literally needed to jump the last, and he looked away. Because he looked away and watched his phone to see it go 1.01, as it approached the last.
Yeah,
and then it goes blank before it jumps the last. So he knows, he goes, oh, I've got it, you know.
I try not to punt in running if I'm just watching it on Sky Racing because they're so far behind. If you'd betting on a night on Southall, Wolverhampton, and you're watching that on your phone, you've got it on the telly, the phone, your horse is 1.01 as it's turning in, and you're like, oh, well. I've won, but
now I can watch it.
Now I can watch
it.
Unbelievable!
I don't do that.
No fun in that. No fun.
That's good advice, Matt. Really good advice.
And for people watching it at home, most people, if they're watching the Cheltenham Festival, will like to watch it on ITV Racing, Channel 4 in the old days, to get some of that atmosphere and that sort of stuff.
This at the races percentage thing drives me potty. I sit with my hand over it. You know,
winning chance.
We're not America, are we?
No.
Americans have all of those numbers up on the bottom of the screen bouncing around, and to the general public betting, they don't care about the percentage. They're also, they just want to see their colours or whatever.
50% of people who watch that, they wouldn't even understand it.
No,
they wouldn't know that 16-1 equates in running that you're 6-1 to win.
And getting back to your point, you bang on the money in what you say. The percentage of your horse winning at the bottom will be ahead of what you're actually seeing.
Yeah, that's right.
So. For anyone listening that watches the racing at home on ITV, don't be
betting in running.
Don't be betting in running, or actually looking at the markets because it will give you indication of where you're going to go. But anyway, getting back to this race, really excited about Johnny Hu. I stuck it in a few multis last night to really boost it up at 9-2. Value's gone. But once again, we get back to what we've talked about a lot on this podcast already today. Multiple
breaking
entries.
Breaking news. Cool. Coral Cup.
Yeah.
Langerdan.
Yeah.
Out.
Shock.
Joya Machine.
In. Get in.
That's good. That's
that
good.
That is great.
And another one that's out, I've just noticed is out of the Coral, is that Mullin Superstar that I think we're going to be talking
about. It goes in the last Martin Pike.
Well, the indications are it's going to be the county. But I can't see that because I think Absurd's going to be the county horse for the Mullin Jump.
Absolutely.
But won I think it, we're going to be talking about that horse.
Which is
for years
Ethical
to come.
Diamond in.
That's the county.
Fancy that might run well. Okay, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked.
We are sidetracked.
So Kim Muir, for me, I was on a horse called Gitmaker. Luckily, non-runner, no bet. And then a friend of mine told me last night it might run on the Saturday at Utoxeter, but non-runner, no bet. I quite fancied that as well. Finished second in it last year. Had a little hurdle run, then he ran on in one of those slogs at Haydock, which wouldn't have really suited him. And I just thought he needed about 6 or 7 to come out, so I don't know if he should have got in, but whether they go for the other race. Mr. Van Gogh won't run, obviously, on good ground. Now is the Hour's got a few other targets. I'd be surprised if they chose that.
Yeah.
Transmission, Patrick's riding that, and we saw it win at Cheltenham, but he's gone up a fair bit, and he can clout a fence, by the way. He used to clout hurdles, so that's a tin hat job for me, Transmission.
That's one on the course and on good ground, I think.
Yeah, so. We were there. Mm. Patrick rode it that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll go flat out here, won't they, I guess. Mm.
Flat on every race.
I'm hoping Gitmaker runs, but there we are.
I'm not having a bet in this. When you see a horse like that nailed in anti-post 4-1 out of nowhere, you'd be silly to back against it, really, if you like money.
What's the biggest he's been, Matt? 10 or 12?
Yeah, but he's one of them horses. He's been multiply entered.
Yeah.
I put him up last time because I thought he might be going to the Ultima. Because I thought John Joe would want to be riding it. Obviously,
of course, I forgot that.
The Ultima's a killer of a horse race, though. It kills.
Well, I suppose John Joe would have thought he'd have been riding Iroko. Yeah. But that's gone now, isn't it?
There is another horse in the race. I don't know if it's aimed at anything else. It's Hashting. I bet that one that won down at Windsor. Crazy race. It finished, it came through and won well. It's another John Joe horse.
Hashting, old thingy, the Grand National Hedge Hunter colours.
No.
Yeah.
JP.
No, JP.
JP's
Hashting.
Horse. Hashting, yeah.
Was it?
Also entered at Utoxeter in the
McLernan rode it that
Midlands,
day, didn't he?
Midlands National.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I don't know what happened to Ascot last time. Anyway.
Any fancies, David, in this one?
The only other one I looked at was Nine Graces, Barry Connell Irish, but I think it's more of a soft ground and the ground could have gone for that.
Yeah.
But this one, again, look at the jockeys as well. Go for possibly the best amateur jockeys, would you say?
They're all good now. Yeah. I agree with you, what you're saying, 100%. So you're looking at Patrick, Gleeson.
Or those that know Cheltenham have ridden
Derek
winners.
Derek O'Connor.
Jamie Codd.
When Codd. He was riding. I think he's riding.
David Maxwell. Was, yeah.
Barry. Johnny Barry. David Maxwell. Rosemary Henderson. Move on.
Move on.
Day
Move
four.
On.
Friday. Starting with the Triumph Hurdle. Going to come out with a statement just straight away.
Oh, hello. This is, I'm excited.
Public service.
I'm going to get comfy in my seat.
Public, public service announcement. Statement. The Lambert is the most overhyped, overbacked horse of the entire festival. And Palladium is an outrageous price.
You're right. Palladium is an outrageous price. He should be 10 times what he is.
Really?
Yeah. I agree with Mark.
100
I'm
to
just
one.
Listening to what Nicky said.
100 to 1 shot for me.
Okay.
This ain't the German Derby.
Well, no, you're right.
That's,
you are
that's
right.
Being moved the German Derby to Hexham.
Great facilities
but
at Hexham.
Owners own JCB, don't they? Bamford's.
That's it. That's it. Lady Bamford owns Palladium. I believe it's her only horse in training when I looked
at it. I think there'll be a JCB finish in the race before Palladium wins the race.
Very good, Matt.
Do you like that?
Yeah, wow. Very good, that. I like
Thank
that.
You.
I don't like this double team that's going on here. It's not,
I know,
it's not
I
right.
Hate it as well.
Because we never
wrong.
Normally agree. That's
we never
right.
normally
it's
agree.
It's wrong.
And I, yeah, Jordan, the one thing I think you're right on is Lalamba. I agree with you there.
Mm.
Doesn't warrant that price.
Neither does Mondo Man. Justice for Mondo Man, Matthew.
Look, I can remember the months ago that I gave you Mondo Man.
Yeah.
And I am sticking.
Absolutely.
With, I just think.
Some
I
engine.
I don't think Mondo Man's going to break records, but I just think it's just.
Big engine. Not
he does well to break sweat. He was terrible.
He breaks sweat after 100
yeah.
yards
he
because
woeful.
His head
woeful.
Is being.
He'll never win
too
a
much
race.
Sweat.
Never win a race.
Someone, I forget who it was, said. It might have been you, actually. Did you say it'll win? You come up with some wild comment.
Wild me? Come up with a wild comment?
Yeah.
I just don't. I think the hustle and bustle of a Triumph Hurdle on good ground. He
Mondo
won.
Man should marry Cargis.
Marry?
Yeah.
Do the horses get married? Do they walk down the aisle?
Two horses. Health warning horses. Absolute health. Would you back Mondo Man in a crap novice hurdle at fives on, six on? You couldn't.
No, of course you wouldn't.
You couldn't.
But, but that's where he'll end up if he doesn't run well in this race.
Bank holiday, faking them. 1 to 20, second. Move on. That's that. Second to Palladium.
Yeah. Well, while we've also got folks riled up, we should probably talk about East India Dock and James Owen coming back into form this week. He's had five winners. He had four winners on my birthday, actually, if you can believe that.
Oh, he obviously just done that for you. He lined them up for Jordan's birthday.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, maybe Marty as well. But, I mean, look, James Owen said a lot of things, including how
Lavender Hill Mob was better than this.
And he did come out last week and say, get on him, this is a winner at the festival.
You wouldn't be surprised if it won, would you?
No, I don't think so.
Not at all.
You wouldn't be surprised, but...
He's currently...
In racing, right, and a few of you guys will know who I'm talking about. In racing, you either back on two different things. Horses you like a particular stable, or you like, visually, you like what you saw, or you back form on official ratings, weight for age, and form. Right?
Mm-hmm.
However impressive he's been, tell me a horse in behind... that he's beat, that has turned out any good. He's beat some absolute slow coaches, but he's beaten them well. I know Hot Fuss won on the flat the other day before someone says something, but, you know, Give It To Me OJ, was it? We were there Saturday?
Yeah.
He won, but he won wildly impressive.
No.
Was he? Lulamba's form looks better now, not because Mondo Man's failed, but because... Lou Lamber was giving some of them £10 that day. He's giving Mondoman £10 as it happens. But
what could make East India Dock look like a good thing come the Friday is the Boodles.
If Stencil wins.
Stencil wins. You got Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz gave that hell of a good race at Wincanton. I was on Hot Fuzz that day.
Yeah, we were there that day.
I actually think Calix, as a sire, he's going to be a good sire of juvenile hurdlers. I really do. I think Calix 3 year old. I think Calix is a sire that their horses get better with age. I really do.
I like things like that. I really do.
And I was excited to see Hot Fuzz because I think it was the first ever Calix to go juvenile hurdling. And to see it win quite easily the other day, Hot Fuzz.
On the flat, yeah.
We're getting sidetracked. But East India Dock could look a good thing after the Boodles. But Mia Marker on Hello Neighbour at 40s.
Why would we change our mind, for one?
I won't change my mind.
Hello Neighbour. Hello Neighbour as well was £9 higher on the flat than East India Dock.
The Triumph Hurdle every year is the one race of the meeting that I look forward to,
I do like the Triumph, you're right. Apart from last year, didn't go along with
that. Who?
What one? I forget.
When Fraudy Mouth won it.
No, Lossy Mouth won it. Was it last year?
Two years ago.
I think I put
that up 20s.
I put Lossy Mouth up 20s. I put Vauban up at 25s. Yeah.
You're a genius on that.
I put Mondo Man up to Jordan at 40s. Yeah. I put this
Palladium
up.
At 8.
No, I didn't put Palladium. I would never put Palladium. I put Hello Neighbour up at 40. So I've got good history in this. I love the race.
This East India Dock, no doubt, go from the front, I guess.
What else are they going to do?
Probably.
Yeah.
Will it be able to run away from better class horses?
No. Right. On fast.
There you are.
Fast ground. It won't. It won't be able to. With better class flat horses.
Stencil was travelling as well the other day until between the second last, and Stencil just stopped. But
you've got, when you look down through this field, you've got good class flat horses. Whereas you look at the other ones that it's run against, they're not good class.
They're all 65 horses.
Yes.
There's
also one in there, I know I put it in the group the other day, only because it was 40s, 33s at the time, and that's that JP horse, Larzak, finished second behind...
We spoke about that months ago, didn't we?
Yeah. It finished second behind Liv Conti, which I don't think is turning up in this race. I think that's going to go to Aintree in a race in France. Interesting that it's definitely going to be running in this race, I think... It's one of them. It will be out the back of the telly or at the front of the telly.
I'm keen to... I've just seen over my shoulder Dave's notes and I'm keen to...
He's twitching next to me. I think he's really excited about
coming. He is, and I think it's about the second one down. Is that right?
Come to that in a minute. Triumph Hurdle, yeah, going back.
Very professional.
It's a better race now for better horses. I mean, they go hell for leather. Yep. It's 2 mile 1, don't forget, at Cheltenham. Quick ground. In the days when we started watching it, you could get a 40-1 win, a 33 place, couldn't you? They just went to cavalry charge in a line, and there we go. With the Lambert, I can see it being one that's either going to bomb completely or sluice in and having a go. Oh my God, she is good. Yeah. Or
Sagina.
Yeah. I've got Gibbs Island each way, and I think one of the things about the festival, it's dominated by your Mullinses and your Elliots and the top English stables, but sometimes a smaller stable gets under the wire. Tom Lacey's Gibbs Island. Yeah. For a place, at least, impressive one.
That listed race,
didn't he?
Yeah.
That's the other one I've got.
What price is that?
About 16s.
Is it? Yeah, fair, that is.
What, 20s? Yeah. 16s, 20s?
I think this is the first time since I've been punting at Cheltenham where Willie Mullins hasn't got a really, really good short chance price winner favourite in this race.
He's won the last three. Well, he's won
I'm surprised.
Four out of the last five.
Yeah.
The Irish have dominated it, where the English have had a good history in the time gone by when you've got horses like Penzance, Detroit City,
The English flat horses that go for the Triumph are horses that have had 10, 12 runs on the flat, whereas the Irish ones have won at Limerick or won at Bellierstown and followed up under a penalty. Then they hit, right, mile two, right, this is the Triumph Hurdle. You know, East India Dock wasn't ever the plan to go. He wasn't bought as a Triumph third horse, guaranteed.
No, but I think the Gredleys...
they seem to be angling for it.
They are, and what's... I'm quite excited to see if Ambient Friendly ever goes hurdling. That'd be amazing. But the Gredleys are doing something that I think is really good for National Hunt Racing. Is they are looking at those horses nowadays that will run at 2 and 3, and then come over. And Alan King's historically done it and picked that up from David Nicholson before him. But what's really impacted the Triumph is the sale of horses to Australia. So those horses that would normally come and jump a hurdle have gone to Australia.
85 horses that are going for 200, 300 grand.
Or the Middle East. Yeah. So your Saudi Arabias and all
Hong
that.
Kong.
Hong Kong.
As we know.
Yeah. They're not coming here.
They're not going hurdle.
I don't know if it's because British owners, trainers don't want to spend...
When was the last time the Pipes A, claimed a horse out of a flat race? Like they used to.
They used to. All the time, didn't they? So it's a real shame because you can go back here and look at horses that have come from the flat fields, but then they wouldn't nowadays end up jumping a hurdle. They'll be look at Vauban, who's stayed over in Australia now.
Scriptwriter,
he's actually running in Group Ones over there and picking up place money. Changed his name, I can't remember what it's called, but
runs in the green now, doesn't he?
And the trend, isn't it? A trend like the Lumber French horse, 2 runs, you see. They're jumping fences at 3 and 4.
They are jumping fences at 3.
That could be a developing trend for the next few years.
Who was I listening to? Is it Kevin Blake or someone? I think he's got a bit of a bee in his bonnet about buying French horses. And I'm not picking on one particular French mare here. But he did say, because these horses start so early, they go sour quicker. So you might get 2 good years out of them. Yeah. Particularly mares. So, Matt, you're the expert on this sort of thing. Tell me a French mare that came here as a 3-year-old that's gone on as a 6- and 7-year-old, top class. Kevin Blake said they don't. He said that's the danger with French race mares from either AQPS hurdles or 3-year-old chases. They just haven't got a longevity like the others have.
Cool.
I do say mares.
Yeah, so you could probably go all the way back to myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a mid-90s.
Good point, that. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Actually, Caterino, did that come from France?
Oh, that was the horse I couldn't think that won the Triumph when I was there.
Lovely horse, that.
Yeah, picked up Snowdrop. Williams horse. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that had longevity. No, I don't think that lasted
years,
for long.
That was. Yeah. It was only just something I picked up on. That he said, the French horses, you're paying a lot of money for horses that, you know, a short span of being at the top, particularly mares. But
I like Dave's Gibbs Island. I've always looked at that all season and thought, that's one of them horses that's just going to battle and pick up prize money. Mm. And that you can see that, that being
Prescott
a horse next
or
year.
Varian on the flat, wasn't he?
That will win a good handicap hurdle in the future, Gibbs Island.
He'd strike me as more of Aintree, wouldn't he?
But this is one of the races. Oliver. You started off with Lulamba, Jordan.
Mm. Yeah.
We could all be sitting here in a week's time.
Yeah.
Not even a week, more than a week. Lulamba's 1x20. Mm. And it's the next coming of God.
Mm. I just feel like Nicky would be a bit more bullish on him, the way he was with Sergino, you know, if he had it. But
what a shame Sergino's missing.
Yeah, big shame. Right, let's move on to the county hurdle. Superb handicap race, this one, 2-mile-1. Love the handicaps. Kopeck Demir is currently market favourite, but I don't think he'll run here. He's going to go for the Martin Pope, the market suggests, which leaves Willie Mullins with Absurd as the 8-1 current favourite, who won this race last year. Looking like they're going to take him to do the double. Not sure I can have him. 1-4-6 he is at the moment. 1-4-6. I'm going to side with an absolute non-try of a horse that's come down the handicaps. Valgrand.
Libelous.
Valgrand given a rating of 140 after he beat Gail Marler, which has not turned into the greatest form in the world, but
Couldn't beat Joe Martin.
Struggled against Potter's Charm. And then. All right.
Sorry.
Unbelievable. Okay. That's a yellow card.
Straight. I thought that was quite funny.
That was for him.
Brilliant. Last two runs, however, absolute non-trier. Non-trier. You only have to watch
beat
that.
Beat Gail Marler. Couldn't beat Gail Tealsley now. Sorry. Move on.
It's Gail Platt.
Gail
Platt. Thanks for
marrying. Put me in my place. Yeah. Sorry, John.
No, that's fine, mate. You're fine. You'll have egg on your face, though, when this thing sluices up. This is, at least for me, and hopefully anyone with a set of eyes, this has been classic Skelton cheating over the last two times this has run. Seriously.
Get run pole.
Seriously.
Or speed dial.
Yeah, can you, you're allowed one to say of, that.
This is a race that Dan Skelton loves as well, and this is his one of two entries, and the other one is massive, massive price. I just think, you know, this horse showed him something that day when he beat Gail Marler, winning by 11, and he wasn't expecting it. And I just think he's been very tenderly handled for the rest of the season, set him up perfectly for this off 1-3-4. If the top weight runs at the moment, he's going to carry 10 stone 8, and I just think, you know, midfield, pick him off up the running. It's just one of those, isn't it? You wouldn't be surprised if Skelton pulls out another handicap job.
He made a good case for it, I will say.
Thanks.
Better ground it out, mate.
Absolutely, yeah. I think so.
Do you know what? I'm going to be totally honest. I didn't hear a word Jordan just said.
Brilliant.
What horse did you park?
Bow Grand.
What? You're too busy laughing about Joe Marler.
I was, no, because I was actually... You can keep this in if you want, because I you're will. Talking and I'm like thinking, he's talking about the same horses I'm going to put up here. But I really fancy Valgrand.
Really?
Yeah, honest, I really do. No, I know you're laughing, but...
I'm not laughing.
You are?
I'm not.
Well, I watched it in its novice hurdle, whiz round that bend and fly away up that hill on good ground. And I thought, I ain't put off with its results recently. Good ground, hunted around. I can see it. I really do. I'm with you, Jordan.
It turned out.
And I do apologise for not listening to all your musings then.
It turned out an impossible task, probably, against Behind Pot's Charm, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was good. It was good to soft. But that when it got beat by Pot's Charm, the ground, I thought the ground was tacky, sticky. It was horrible. It was, yeah. I think that is a flat Val Grand.
You remember that day, Matt? There was a few funny results. As
there
well,
was.
Wasn't there?
There really was. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with you, Jordan. I really like Valgrand. And when you look at whatever Townend's going to ride will be favourite. Mm. In the last 19 years, we've had one favourite win the race.
Is that what it is?
And that was State Man. Okay. So you've got a champion hurdler. Yeah. I don't know about Kopeck to me, if that's going to run in this race. It's only going to be in this one or the Martin Pipe. I think it should go for the Martin Pipe, in my opinion. But I'm not the owner. I've always had a inkling that Bunting's got a good race in it. If that lines up in here, I'll be on Bunting. I do think that's something that's been lined up for a big handicap hurdle.
Who's that, Bunting?
Bunting.
Tony Bloom, yeah.
It will have no weight whatsoever. So I'd be looking for one at double figure price. Stay away from whatever the top of market. Mm. I'm with you, Jordan.
I think the tell for me when I saw this market was, based on its form, which has turned out horrendously, as we know, Gail Marler gone. This horse has no right to be 12-1 in this market at all, Valgrand.
What do you
based
mean?
Based on its form, it should not be that short.
It should, yeah, okay.
It shouldn't be that short.
It shouldn't be that short.
And that's why I agree.
But you see the name Skelton, and you see that this is, he's got two runners and the other one is 75s or something ridiculous. And you have to question what's going on here. What's going on? I think that, you know, he's just been. I watched his last two runs; it was shocking.
Well,
was that running the same race that Bo Zenith ran in?
Yes,
at Cheltenham.
Yes,
where he was. Bo Zenith was tailed off out the back.
Yeah, right. And he
behind Mirabad.
I fancy that Saturday. I really fancy that Saturday, Bo Zenith.
Is that in the Imperial Cup?
Imperial Cup, yeah. Fancy that.
It's run at his last run at Kempton over Christmas was too bad to be true, wasn't it?
Mm.
And but that's why had, that's yeah, why you're Gillard, saying
is that Valgrand?
Yeah, that's why you're saying it shouldn't be this price.
There was a few. There was a few of that yard ran badly, Christmas. Jab time,
Dave. What are you after?
Bunting, you mentioned. Ruby's mentioned that on a few of the programmes on racing TV. Certainly worth looking at in one of the handicaps, if it goes for this, of course. The confusion with all of these has been like every race, isn't it? Which horse is going for which race? You don't know where you are.
One of the greatest darts players of our time, Stephen Bunting. Mm. Reminds me of Mark.
A legend.
So who's
he's
named
lost
after?
Every game in the Premier
League. Exactly. He's named after.
I don't think. What's he named after then? Somebody you put up at Christmas?
Yeah.
Or
well, it's
Jubilee.
Not going to be Stephen Bunting, the dartsman
Unbelievable.
Player.
Unbelievable.
Well, have you seen Bunting? He's hardly the athlete, is
no,
he?
No.
I hope the horse is a bit better.
I'm Titanic.
Blue Bunting was a good filly a few years ago.
Hey?
Godolphin. Blue Bunting.
Blue
Bunting.
Very good horse.
Good
horse.
Okay. Don't fancy anything. Forced into it. Only because I think the owners have tried to win it a few times. The Mole Ryan's Lark in the Morning.
Yeah.
Fancied him a
course winner.
Yeah, I fancied that from a while ago. But
I like Joseph O'Brien.
Not with any strength. But
that was so good when
low
he
weight
won.
As well, isn't it?
Won the Boodles last
10-6.
Yeah, 10-6, yeah.
It's a come from behind race, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was used to be the last race of the festival, didn't
it?
Yeah,
it did, yeah.
The get-out one, as they call it. I remember watching Jim Old's horse.
That's right, yeah.
Was it Moldboard?
Moldboard.
Or anything in the blue and white check colours.
Collier Bay?
Sturt.
Yeah, Collier Bay colours. Yeah, that's it, Wally Sturt, that's it. I always look for Jim Old in that race.
Another thing, Dave, that they shouldn't have done is moved races around.
Hmm.
You used to have the Grand Annual was one of the last races, weren't you?
Pigeon Island.
Just why do that? Like, no offence to the Martin Pipe race, but why do you stick that last on the Friday? Should go out with a bang.
Mm-hmm. The county was always the one.
The Gold Cup should be last.
Yeah.
100% the Gold Cup should be last.
I don't agree with you.
Okay, move on. Mayor's Chase?
Mayor's Chase. No opinion on this at all.
Matt?
No, I'm sorry.
It's just the green, the yellow colours dominate again.
Yeah.
Scrap it, it's easy,
right? Yeah, that's Dave's right.
Scrap the race.
When you look at the race, you'll have Dino Blue, Algori de Vassi.
Bioluminesce won't run.
No. It's the green and golds. I was looking earlier because I really fancied JP to have a load of winners. So I had a look at what
you
the
see the
was.
Prices.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Was it 8 or something?
It was
I think 8 was favourite.
Well, it was 9-4, 4 or less. It was 9-2, I think it was. 9-2 was something ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Something more. And I was like, that's no value whatsoever. Some of those special markets.
Yeah, wrong.
A robbery.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing I did see that Priced Up were doing was 2-1 Townend to ride 4 or more winners. I think that's tremendous value.
Sorry?
Yeah. He's 2-5 to be champion jockey at the meeting, but Priced Up Bet, we're doing a special 2-1.
For a tanner?
I bet it probably is for pennies. Mm. And then as soon as you cop, they chuck the FBI through your door to get your documents and you have to send a picture of you holding your dog's passport and your granny's coffin in there. So, do you know what I mean? It's that sort of stuff, but that's good value, 2-1. If you can get on, have it. Have the lot on.
He's falls on to get 4 winners, isn't he, surely?
It's got to be. So 2-1's value, maximum.
Well, you've got the first 2 races, didn't he?
There's 3 4.7s he's riding.
On day one.
Well, Gallop and Deschamps, Madgeborough.
Yeah.
Lossiemouth.
Yeah.
Oh, he said that.
11-10 in the first.
Yeah.
That is for a fiver, Max.
Yeah.
FBI bet, as you say.
But if anyone from Price That Best are listening, let us know.
Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. That's a good idea.
There you go. Sponsored by PriceThatBet.com. .co.uk. Albert Bartlett. I assume everyone else is happy with just culling that race completely off the face of the planet.
Yeah. Waste of time.
Good. Okay.
Gone.
It's actually Bartlett. The Mrs. Paddy Power mare's chase, isn't it?
Yes, Mrs. Paddy Power's mare's chase. Correct, yeah. Albert Bartlett, novice's hurdle over 3 miles. There's been a little shift in the markets this week that I've noticed. Is Final Demand going here or not? That's the question. Anyone like Final Demand over this 3 miles?
I saw it win its last race. It's a big one, isn't it? It's going to go chasing before something's
a big horse.
Just one of these. I've got more of a negative feel about it. It's not going to handle the course, so it's not going to perform on the day. I've got course, question mark.
I don't think
good ground round Cheltenham, I've got question mark. So I've gone for another one over him now, which is the Big Westerner for De Bromhead.
Same as me, yeah.
I think they like him.
Is Yellow Clay going here?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, Yellow Clay's going Turner's.
Are you sure?
Is it?
Yes, sir.
That was the other way around.
No, sir.
Okay, sir.
Whatever we say, we will not beat his opinion. So don't even waste your breath.
I'm only just reporting back. I'm sure he's going to the Turners.
It makes sense because he's 3-15-2 for the other ballot.
So I'm just waiting for me apologies. Right?
He'll be on a postcard in the post.
Big Westerner, I like. And I think Better Ground will suit that. Mm. But looks a really strong stayer, Big Westerner.
Yellow Clay stays as well, wherever it goes.
Yeah. Mm. I'll tell you one else I looked at, and a horse called Ballybow. I think it's Elliot. Sure, it's Elliot.
Yeah.
He looked on the upgrade last time, and was it that one, Ballybow? No. Ballybow beat a Mullins horse that then came out and won K de Balliere or something. That came out and won.
Yeah.
He might want softer ground, though, but I think there's a decent race in him, maybe on softer ground.
Yeah.
The other ones, though, that Jet Blue. I think that's 16-1 French thing. Professor Caroline Tisdale. It's got a pipe horse, isn't she? It's just 16-1. It looks good. It's won at Cheltenham. It won, didn't it, New Year's Day?
Yeah.
16-1, just at a price.
It won that day.
It did look good.
16, that's one.
Red ground, maybe?
Beat Western Knight, Yellow Car, Skyjack Hijack. That was that race.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. That did look good. You're right.
Yeah. It's looked at big price for what it's done at Cheltenham.
Is there any chance? Is there any chance that it could tip them?
No.
Scupper it.
No.
Not proper rain.
No. We're in the days of spring now. The lambs are jumping. It's the Easter eggs are getting ready. The birds are jumping.
Dogs are barking. It's
sorry if you've just tuned in. We're not on Country File. We're on
John Kramer. Is that
John Craven?
Having just done the weather early, it's patchy Kramer rain over the weekend and dry again. It's back to 8-9 degrees and dry Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like last week's been.
We need to get John Ketley, is it?
Marty Fish.
Yeah. The two I'm putting against the field in that race is Wendigo, and only because it's my cliff horse of this year is Derry Assam Paddy. Don't know if that will run because the ground.
That Northern horse.
Northern horse, yeah. Lucinda Russell's. It didn't run last time at Haydock, and I think that's because the ground is shifted and it was a bit too fast. So it might not run because of the ground. And I, big chase in tight, but I probably wouldn't want to run that horse around Cheltenham on fast ground. But if it did run, I'd have a few quid each way on that. And Wendigo, I don't think that's done anything wrong.
Yeah. I like JetBlue after having a little look at it. If it runs, that'll be my little nothing major, not a big opinion, but
Jockey booking. It's David Cotin in France, isn't it? With
I
French jockey
or
whether
James Reevely.
James Reevely.
One of the English based. Yeah.
Do you like the way that Dave just said David Cotin, then it was quite erotic.
It was erotic.
Can you read me a bedtime story, Dave?
You can actually, Riviera FM.
Oh yeah. Listen to Riviera FM as I'm drifting off into the sleep.
Oh no, where's this going, please?
Let's stop right there and go into
the Gold Cup,
the banker of the festival, shall we?
Yeah, ridiculous. Galapan. Just, I can honestly hand on heart say that I've never liked this horse until this season. I think it's a champion and one of the best chasers we've ever had, up there with Denman, KO Star.
Love her.
Going that way, isn't
love
it?
Her.
Why are you falling off your chair and then
dying? I
agree
with you that he's decent.
Oh,
hang on. No, hear me out, please. Here we go.
Your hate towards the Mullins stable has to stop.
You don't know what I'm going to say. You don't know what I'm going to say.
It will be some drivel. I will give you the floor.
Right. Any horse that wins 3 Gold Cups, stays sound, and is next to unbeatable, which it is a star. Pure and simple. But go through its last two runs in the Gold Cup and he hasn't beaten a decent horse yet. But when he puts these good horses, some from his own yard, he absolutely puts them away within 2 or 3 strides in Ireland. 100% puts them to bed without turning a hair. And he is great, don't get me wrong, but he's not anywhere near Kato style Denman. Nowhere near.
I think that's partly, again, what he's done.
Matt's got his hands on his head.
I was thinking about this. It may be, he's not, I think he's going to win. I think he'll win three Gold Cups. I think he's a class animal. Yeah. He's not going to get the acclaim that the others, certainly Best Mate, have got, I don't think. Whoa. And I think that's partly, again, it could be because he hasn't beaten anything. Partly because it's Mullins again. Partly he hasn't got maybe some other...
He's not that wow factor, is he?
Yeah, no wow factor, but maybe that showbiz bit.
Remember Cato was beating Denman?
Yeah.
I'm getting angry, Saturday.
Oh, right.
Give Matt, you've turned the same colour as your jumper.
Give the baby
the point I'm
go.
Trying to make it, he's a class horse and he's worthy of three Gold Cups, but I don't think he's going to get the acclaim as your Desert Orchid Cato Star Denman's got for various reasons. Not because I don't dislike him, just because some of the rings we discussed and other reasons. Mm. And Denman with the ownership and all of that, and Harry Finlay and that gang back in the day, and Desert Orchid obviously speaks for itself. Yeah, definitely the winner, definitely a champion, definitely a class Gold Cup winner.
Yeah, I'd like to see it win. I would like to see it win because Cheltenham's about the best horses winning. So I'd like to see it win. And he will win, wouldn't he?
And I've warned him this year as well. Like you as well. I thought, he's won it again. He didn't beat much last year, but he's won it again. He must be good.
After the other horse beat it at Garum, where they go to
Punchestown, it was. He got beat.
Yeah, by when Spillane's Tower was third. I never thought he'd beat Factor File again.
I remember
but
you
he's
saying.
Absolutely.
That's just right handed. Put it's him, just that track.
Yeah, it is. He's absolutely put him to bed, but that was his, I'd say the last day, that was the most impressed I've been with him.
Mm.
Yeah, he's brilliant the last day.
He gets better the further he goes, and when they start fighting with him, he responds.
And
every
that's
time.
What I liked about the last time.
I agree with that.
When he, I don't know if it was just the camera angle at Leopardstown, but when he turned for home, you thought, oh, he's going to get done here.
They all look like coming, didn't
they? Yeah, and then whoosh. He's gone, and that, it was a whoosh. Mm. And that was like, that was the first time
whoosh.
That I thought, this horse, that actually put the hairs on my back of my neck up, and you thought, this is a superstar. I don't like his face.
No. Do you know what I've got wrote here? Bank of the Festival, if Banbridge wins, I will dress like Marty Mullins for a year.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I've got on my...
Not unearthly.
My papery.
You're safe.
You'll get housed then because you look homeless.
Banbridge won't stay 3 mile two and a half. No,
not
no
a chance.
Not on good ground either.
Not a chance. It reminds me of the one-man days where they were running one-man in the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
He was not going to get...
Couldn't get up,
He wasn't going to win the Gold Cup. but Galloping to Champs...
Townend said after the King George...
Mm.
He picked up that horse well, but 2.5 furlongs more at Cheltenham is a completely different ball game.
Correct, yeah.
Galloping to Champs could possibly win 4 Gold Cups.
Mm, yeah.
Mm. He's only 9.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Quite feasible. Could stretch. Because you've got to look at what staying chases on the horizon. I know people start saying about Ballyburn. Ballyburn's a staying chaser of the future, but is he up to that? I don't know. I can't... Final Demand in a couple of years, but I don't know, because I think Final Demand will go chasing next year. But
you've got many again that are
I'd like to see
Kempton 3 milers that can win a King George but won't win a Gold Cup. This horse is a Gold Cup.
Well, look at Edredon Blur, 2 mile chaser, won the King George. How many 2 mile?
One man.
Yeah, there you go. I think Galloping to Champs is up there in the conversation. Denman and Cato.
I would like him to win because I think it's good that racing has... I'd like to see Constitution Hill win. I'd love to see Galloping to Champs win. You want to see the best horses win, especially at Cheltenham, and especially in these grade ones as well.
Can I give another French lesson?
Oh, come on, Dave.
What does Galloping to Champs mean?
I don't know.
Hang on.
What is it?
Hang on.
Literal translation.
Running? Galloping? No.
Literal translation I looked up. Just a straight French to English translation.
Listen to this.
Country rascal.
Oh.
Or country urchin.
Country rascal.
Yeah. Dave, our French correspondent.
Well, this is just...
I was going to go something like the running champ or
something. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Running champion.
This is like took it to another level, isn't it?
Wow. What...
That's next level.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, Dave.
I'd just like to chat a little trivia bit.
What a treat.
Next week, we're tipping at Compagnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Banbridge won't stay?
No.
Lay to be in the frame?
I would.
Well,
yeah, I would.
There is a dearth of anything else.
Well, you've got a lot of proper stayers in that race, haven't you, that will be finishing.
Like
Grange Clare West to be second would be a forecast with Galloping, I think. I think that's an improvement.
A guy who Matt and I know has said to me, that I didn't know this until he told me, Monty Starr got kicked in the face before its first run, and that's why that's taken so long to come to hand. Really? I never knew that. Yeah, oh. And he's confident. He's confident that this will be second.
Okay.
Listen carefully. He said it'll either be second or win. Oh. Is what he said about Monty Starr.
Or win. Mm. Wow. Okay.
Four to one, 9-2 without.
Yeah.
I think Galloping Deschamps, Maldborough, is the banker double.
Yeah, they're the two, yeah.
Some of the others have got, like, Constitution Hill.
There are doubts.
There are little doubts. Maldborough, I can't see anything that's going to be that. The only thing that will be that, as we said it on the last podcast, is the fences. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Long presse for third.
Nice.
Yeah.
Long press.
Just to stay on. Up
Matt's
the
rolling his eyes.
After Ascot. Jesus, I've never seen anything like that.
Never rule out Venetia. He's the one that will just shock you. Or,
That was strange, that.
Just staying on. Just holding on to third.
Oh, no. Feel ill.
I'm looking forward to moving on to the pullover race Mark's pulled
right. Right. I'm starting here.
Okay.
Right.
Marty
now,
put one up here, do you remember? Marty had it in his press report.
Marty did.
Do you remember
that's
the name
right
of the horse?
Yeah. The thing that was subject to this big buyout, wasn't it? They turned it down.
Will it go ahead?
Will it go ahead? Yeah, Marty liked that. I think he was nines or tensies on it.
Tens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fives now.
Yeah.
Still not
so
favourite.
The Hunter's Chase, the Cardigans, the Wellies, the Grandmothers, and I forgot something else. What? The Olympic Cyclists.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Pendleton.
Did she actually... She didn't ride in this race. It was a charity race,
no,
wasn't it?
No, she rode in this and finished fourth on something at Nichols.
Yeah.
Oh, an Olympic cyclist has some...
You could get your jumpers back on.
I know. I was thinking that.
Honestly.
I know.
Need a big jumper.
Move on. It's just a race to cancel. It's an embarrassment.
Yeah. I can remember when I've been at the Gold Cup. I used to go to the Gold Cup every year. This race, I would be in the bar.
I'd have my head down the toilet.
Yeah.
This is a race. And the other danger of this, there's always 20-odd runners.
Mm.
And you've got people who cannot ride. Riding against professionals, and they are endangering him.
Imagine betting him running in this race, because you always have a few that go a billion miles an hour at the front.
Just so as their grandmother who's in the crowd. Oh, my granddaughter rode something that led at Cheltenham.
Do you remember the year when one went out, done a left, coming up the running, and went through the barriers?
Yeah, that's right.
There was a lady jockey riding.
Yeah,
it was.
What's she called?
I don't know, but the listeners will be putting it up now. It was, I don't know. It has a place at the festival. The race does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It's been there for years, and it does because when you look down through the list of these are horses that have been running around tracks.
No, they haven't. Though
they have.
No, they used to running points.
No,
this race isn't a race anymore for X decent horses. This is a race for 5 and 6 year olds. The top point-to-pointers in Ireland. Tell me a decent horse here that's running in decent class races. Maybe the Sam Curling one.
I can remember betting Wonderwall in an Arkle, I think.
Wonderwall, yeah.
There was another one I just saw.
What was that thing she rode, Pembleton?
Trying to find it now.
It was Stuart Colours. Finished fourth.
Yeah, got it.
And
it's
she endangered
gone
it.
Off again now. Just came up there. It's gone.
Tell
you
the
again.
One horse
I'll go back
I
to you.
Would not be betting, although it was quite
Angel's
good.
Angel's Dawn.
No, All Mankind. I know that one in its point absolutely sluiced up last time, but
well, not two
really?
Mile four though.
That was a 2 miler. That was a fast.
That was 2 mile four that point. Chadley Corbin.
I can't have it. What's
that horse, Davem?
How about that, Mrs. J.O. in Trains All Mankind?
Yeah.
Is that yard gone, Mark?
Is that James Owen's
Pasha de Polder?
There
you go.
It came from
Pasha
James
Owen.
Came fifth in the Fox Hunters.
After finishing fifth or fourth round Fakenham. 2 mile 5. Embarrassing. Fell off it at Fakenham on the second. No, it finished. It fell at Fakenham. She fell off it, literally, like I'd fall off my bike when I was five.
Pathetic. Scrap it. Next. Move on.
I think it's part of Cheltenham tradition to keep it. It's the point to pointless goal.
I agree with Dave.
No, it's not, Dave.
It is.
It's not. It should be restricted to horses rated a certain figure, and it should be restricted to jockeys who've ridden at least 100 winners. That's the end of the story. No comeback. I don't want to hear it. It's dangerous.
The National Hunt Festival.
I agree with you, David. Should we move on?
It's on the line, Emmett Mullins. What a glance each way.
I like Shearer.
Yeah, I'm on Shearer as well.
That's Olive Nichols, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's Nichols. And the other one, I mentioned Declan Queely. That's the other one I've got. Rocky's.
Oh, yeah. Rocky's.
How we are.
Yeah.
That's it's the second Rocky's you put up today.
It's the same trainer, same owner.
That's, you put Declan another, you yeah, put another
it was,
Rocky.
It was, Bubba, where's it gone? Previous day.
Rocky's Diamond.
Rocky's Diamond. Yeah. Little stayers.
A Rocky's double there.
A Rocky bar. Do you like a Rocky bar?
I love
bar?
A Rocky bar.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Changing
yeah.
the subject. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we've moved on from the...
I thought it was Dave's passion for the Rockies nightclub that used to be in Torquay. That's where he learnt his French.
So, I can tell you about that later, but
no, not for this.
I'm
moving on.
Right, final race of the Cheltenham Festival 2025 is the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle over 2 mile, 4.5. Any fancies in this one?
For me, Wadood would be overbet because of his form.
All the getting out punters will be all over that. That 7-2, that would be. You can see it, can't you?
We will be overbet. Yeah. If Kopech Demi runs in this, the dogs are barking about that. And whatever race Kopech Demi in, I'll be all over it.
From Klaus Sutton as well, the birds are singing, evidently.
Birds are singing.
That was the new one from Marty. Not the dogs are howling or it's catching pigeons. The birds are singing.
They are, honestly, everything I've read about this horse, it's one of those horses, this is going to be, this is the change in the guard, this is going to be a superstar, and I've watched its run.
Patrick did say this morning, it's whilst they say exactly what you said, how good they think it is, it's no easy task first time.
Of course it's not.
Well, you know.
Well, we go back to Mystical Power. We're saying winning the Stayers Hurdle the first time you run 3 miles. Mm-hmm. Winning a race around Cheltenham, a handicap hurdle, the first time you've run in this country. Bunting's
round outs or not, no?
I don't know, but you look at these French horses and you think, oh, they always need
always
a bit.
You always think heavy, yeah.
They always need a bit of give in the ground, but it doesn't always translate. Bunting's in this race again. I'm honest, tipping Bunting up in every race that we preview because I do think that horse has got a big handicap in him.
And you know it'll be well bet as well.
Yeah,
day, don't you?
But we said in the last, I put in the group a few weeks ago, Wadoo, because of its form line with Joyous. If Joyous was to win the Mayor's Hurdle, this will be a collapse. But
that's gone up £11 for that.
There was some crazy stuff that I saw on the internet the other day about literal form lines with Kopech Demi, which would make him rated high 160s.
I saw that,
and I just think that.
Tony Mullins mentioned that.
And if you did that literally with quite a few horses, some horses would be rated 180,
190. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said.
You can't do form lines like that. So, the race has historically thrown up some class horses, hasn't it? Galloping Deschamps, Sir Deschamps, did that win that race?
Yeah. Dave, anything?
Gordon Elliott, apart from the obvious
one. Here we go. You're going to tip
it's a race
me,
for
yeah.
Gordon Elliott. Manila 6-0.
There you go.
Fell last time out, but it's got form behind the Big Westerner. And another one, wherever it goes, I think it's entered in about 15 races as well, the Enabler, just as an outsider.
Oh, yeah.
Poor last time again, but has won on good to ground. It's an Elliott, Gigginstown kind of race for me. And the other one I've got was Tony Martin's Hamsian. Each way. It's got 10-2. Unexplained 9th. Awful run at Musselburgh. If you can dismiss that one.
That's 3 miles.
The jockey knows it well. Daniel King usually rides it. Flatbred, Aga Khan bred. One on good ground. 10-2.
So that's 3 miles.
Yeah. He won when we were there in November, didn't he? Mm. I like Manila 6. So he may have won at Haydock the last day. And what I thought was interesting is he hasn't run since, either in Ireland or Britain, so he keeps his UK mark of 137. Because if he'd have gone to Ireland, won again, not only would he have gone up, but then the British handicapper would have put his tax on as well, and he'd have ended up 10 or 12 higher.
Yeah.
So 137, I think, is I think he's got a chance. Stays further, go on the ground, and all I put is I'm hope I'm in front and spunking a tenner on it rather than chasing Matteo in the last race.
Well, that you won't be chasing there. You'll be chasing on whatever night racing's on, Wolverhampton, Southall, Chelmsford, Kempton.
Perry Bar.
Just be keep going.
Perry Bar.
And then on to Uttoxeter the next day. Many times I've been chasing the Midlands National to try and get out.
Thing I backed one day got me out. Royden May?
Yeah,
I'm with that.
I'm with Kopec de Mee, should that run. I might have a little kind of reconsider if Joyous wins the Mayor's Hurdle, but I mean, look, I'm more excited about Saturday, the 8th of March at Gowran Park in the bumper. What? Finally, Sarfa Towers is running. Patrick's jocked up. Finally, we get to see the beast.
When's that running?
On Saturday.
Do you think it could turn around and run again Wednesday?
No, it's not. Get my it's auntie post. Not. It's already not. That's the saddest bit about all of this. It's my auntie post on this horse down the pan.
Yeah,
that's finally running.
And that's what punters finally have got to do at the moment is with these entries for the where are we now for the Thursday and Friday, just be close to it, just to try and cash out if your horses are moved or whatever, because that's what I've been doing over the last couple of days, just checking those entries on the BHA website to see, quick, can I cash out and get something?
Can I? Has anyone, well, we can go around the four of us if you want, but has anyone got any thoughts on Cheltenham now since last time we met and talked about day one and day two? Any complete changes of mind or anything?
Well, the big thing is the ground, isn't it? The ground has gone on the firmer side. Yeah. Since we were last talking two weeks ago, look at the lack of rain. So the ground will have influenced many people's opinions and choices, I should imagine. So be wary of the ground. And my thoughts and opinions are just all these multiple entries. Looking research for this, it's you annoying, don't know what's going to run in that. Well, see, it never used to be like this.
Well, I've said earlier on, just before you got here, I think you should be able to enter a horse in one handicap and one graded race. I get that. Much like the Wall Park. You shouldn't be allowed to have five or six, you know. I just don't think it's right.
I'm sad that Highland isn't running in the Ultima. He's going straight to the Grand National.
Some run last time, wasn't it? Hey. Unbelievable.
That was my rant the time before.
I'm going to... The elephant in the room I'm going to address. I'm not talking about Mark. And this is the only thing I'll say. Lossy Mouth going to the Mayor's is the right decision, if that happens.
Yeah.
I do think that. Lossy Mouth isn't a better mare than Brighter Days Ahead. Lossy Mouth turns up in the Mayor's race, wins it with me sat on top.
I'm not sure if I want to get into this again.
No, we don't, because we've got places to be. The Boodles, I'm going back to the Boodles. I have changed my mind on that because it looks like my horse is not going to get in, which is Effius. I think he needs a couple.
He's about 40.
No, he doesn't. He's 26. 22 runs. So he needs four to drop out. I will be looking at Hot Fuzz. Yeah. I don't know, we talked about it, but my Calix angle. Anyone else changes?
Not really. I'm slowly becoming more and more confident in the new line and the turners.
Yeah, me too.
I am. I've got to be honest. I was with Cowabunga there, but I'd certainly have him over there.
I'll tell you one thing, Mark. Yeah. Your anti-post portfolio was amazing when we last recorded this a couple of weeks ago. Mm. And now, if I was him, I would be straight to Berryhead thinking, what's worth doing it? What is it? Do you know what I mean? Because your bin must be full of highly expensive slips.
Why?
Cowabunga.
Non-runner, no bet.
Okay, so if you're on NRNB, then great.
Joy Machan, non-runner, no bet.
It's the only way you can bet nowadays, isn't it?
Hello, I got July Flower, 16s and 20s. That's now 6-1.
Delta Work, very sad.
Who?
Delta Work.
Didn't get on that.
You didn't get on?
So missed the price.
Okay.
I'm on High Class Hero in the Brown Advisory, which I still think's got a decent chance each way. And they're asking money for that as well. I think that's only about 20-1 now.
The Wall Park.
The Wall Park I'm desperate for, as you know. That's my holiday bet. Joy Machan, 6.5 I'm on. Mm. Massive prices. Yeah.
What else am I on? Bambino Flyer in the bumper. Bambino I still fever, fancy yeah, that. I'm going to back that again for certain.
So, whilst we're on the bumper, I had a good study the other day. Looking, as I put in the group, I think with this ground change, you need to try and shy away from those pure jumps bred horses, those national hunt bred horses. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I, the one I've landed on at a huge price, is at 40-1, you can get is Kaylan of Fergal O'Brien's.
Yes, I saw something about this. Fergal was, I know that it was Keelan Woods, wasn't it?
What?
Keelan Woods was speaking about it, saying he's got a massive, massive chance.
I watched its last run at Warwick. Going back through its breeding, it's got form lines in. It's got breeding through its blood, German flat.
Did that win at Huntingdon? Was it
Warwick?
That's right. Yeah.
And I just think 33s, 40s. Everyone with these bumpers look towards Mullins. What's he got? But I like the look of this one. Liked its run.
Big price at
40s.
As is El Kairos of David Maxwell, who has not ran.
David Maxwell.
He keeps entering. Yeah, I'm telling you, this thing is a superstar in waiting. I'm telling you.
How about we go around the table then and give our map each for the for 4
short
days.
Price one and an outsider.
A short price one and an outsider.
Can I mention one more thing before that? And I think these are what I'd call a £3 horse. I don't know if they'll run in the Supreme, or because we got Kiss Will as well in the Supreme.
Yeah, I'm praying he gets in. He goes into that race and not the Turners.
No, he'll run in that. Ruby said he'll run in that, didn't he?
I bet it, and I'm running a bet of 14s yesterday for the Turners just.
So, two other horses of Willie's that have both absolutely shit him when they've run. Mm. And you can back them at 100, anything like that. I'm not saying they'll win, but Funiculi Funicala.
What a great name. Imagine cheering that one.
Yeah, right? That absolutely whizzed. I think that was Limerick. That absolutely won by a hurdle that day. And he can be, wherever they go, they are your £3 at 100 on Betfair horse. Or a horse called... Kappa Jai Pike, KAPPAJYPYKE. Another one of Mullins, 130 in the Supreme, something else for, I think it's the Turners as well. No chance in the world they'll go off that price. And you know what it's like, these Mullins horses, he's got so many, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, this horse, you know, one of these might not show it, that he might not be a fashionable owner, do you know what I mean? But they're all decent horses, aren't they? And I think a couple like that, I think they'd be worth a little when your gran wants a bet, put her on that like you normally do, your £3, and then £3 at 150s and do what you normally do, tell her she's on at 66s or something.
50s.
Any leftovers. So yeah, that would be my only thing. There are big prices and there will be big price winners as well.
Okay. So, all right, really quickly around the table then. Short price, banker first. Folks.
6.5 in the Mayor's Hurdle.
That's not even that short.
Because I missed earlier on. I'm going to go for this. Constitution Hill is 100%. It wins. I think John Bond's Crowning Glory is coming. And Galopin de Chan, there's 3.
Oh, my God. That's
have a treble.
There's your treble.
Boring, but like I put up earlier, Malteborough and Galopin de Champs.
Yep.
7-4 the double.
It's honestly, lovely, isn't it? It's beautiful. Mm. Those 2 for me.
Galopin for me is the short price banker of the festival.
And bigger price?
Valgrand.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we spoke about earlier, the French horse Jet Blue at 16s in the Albert Bartlett.
My mate Mosley in the Grand Annual.
Is it running?
Yeah. It was 14s when I put it up a couple of weeks ago, but it's now 10s.
Oh, I thought that wasn't going to run. Is that Cromwell?
Yeah.
Okay. The Gitmaker, if it runs in the Kim Muir. Obviously, I'm on the Wall Park at a big price. But Nürburgring, I think.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Right, brilliant. There we go. 2025 Cheltenham Festival. Preview done. Every race. Hopefully you've all got something to take away from that.
Hope everyone comes back safe and sound. Horses, absolutely. Jockeys, crowd, everyone.
Absolutely.
So enjoy people behave there as well. Enjoy it. Don't be stupid either. And I can't wait for the fallout after it, to be honest. That might be more lively than either of these two shows, mightn't it?
Yeah. I told you so's and such and such and such.
Yeah.
The panel for the next one will probably be decided by the results, I'm guessing.
Correct, yeah.
I think it'd be quite funny to have an audience.
Do you?
Yeah, have a few of us. I think it'll be a lot of arguing, might even fighting. A
bit like question time.
This ain't question time.
We can have that, can we? Do a question time.
As long as we have
Dave, can we book the theatre?
Yeah, can we book the theatre? We sell it out? How many does it hold, Dave?
1,500.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, no
There's
problem.
A group from Ireland that will come over, see us in them.
30 quid a ticket, chuck in a packet of crisps as well.
As I said at the start of the episode, the last episode has got four times the amount of listens as any previous episode.
Yeah, well,
over 200 last episode.
If this gets out in France with our French correspondent, it's just gone astronomical. We're international.
Imagine
now.
All the LOLO fans watching it.
Massive. You know? It's huge. Mm.
Only gamble what you can afford.
Yeah, and have a good Cheltenham, everyone.
Have a good Cheltenham.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, good luck. Best luck for the week. Thanks, guys, for joining.
And don't bet in running if you're watching.
If you're watching ITV Racing.
ITV Racing, yeah.
Right, good luck, everyone. Thanks for watching.
Cheers,
thanks for
joining.
Thank you all. And we'll see you in the next one.
Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.